ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Is looking at you, kid.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
They tell me you're a man with true grit.
Ladies and gentlemen,
somebody stole my crayon.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And today, I will not disappoint as we will go through UFC results last night. We'll go through boxing results from this past weekend. Of course, we'll also bring you up to date on the Goldfather. That's right, the great Emanuel Stewart. Of course, the man that formed the Kronk Gym back in the early, late 1960s. Of course, the former AAU National Amateur Bantamweight Champion. That's 118 pounds. The HBO announcer, the Hall of Fame trainer, the man that brought us Thomas the Hitman Hearns, Jimmy Paul, Milt McCrory. I can go on and on, but the bottom line is a man who's probably been the most prolific trainer for the past 30 years. But Emanuel Stewart has had some health issues, and we'll get into that because I did hear from Emanuel this week, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about last night's fights on HBO. We'll talk about, of course, the UFC coming up, UFC FX on Fox this Friday. So, you know, lots of things happening in the world of fights, be it combat sports in the cage or the world of professional boxing. So we do have open phone lines for you, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I should have the Twitter thing going in just about a minute. Twitter.com using the hash mark Ring Talk. And, of course, you can always listen to this show live at sportsbyline.com or ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, that's a changing society today, and that's it's a lot of, you know, we could get into that. We're going through a million things, even though they watch so many of the shows. I mean, it's nothing but stuff, whether the crime scene or this and that, is always the TV stories cutting up the body, somebody's finding the body decomposed and all of this. This is a society right now that just totally out of focus. Excessive violence, excessive sex on TV and the music and the theaters. I mean, it's just the sports, the only thing that they can relate to, which they see mostly, is basketball and football, mainly basketball, and that's what the kids are most far doing, and especially the black kids. And it's normal, you want to go into something, what you see, you don't even see all the amateur boxing on TVs.
Go, father.
A lot of kids, a lot of people see something, that's what they want to be involved with, but they don't even see that anymore.
Father, I don't know, but whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
One, two, three, make it funky.
Godfather of Soul. Of course, I've told you the story how I met him. Great guy. Got all the pageantry. I mean, the fur coat, the big mirror before he goes out on stage to make sure all his locks are in place. Of course, we'll talk about the late, great James Brown. You are tuned to Ring Talk. Live worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll take on boxing at first. Should we go with the bad news first or the good news first? Let's go with the good news first. A world exclusive at ringtalk.com. The Goldfather, that's right. Emmanuel Stewart is on the mend, folks. I got a tweet from the Goldfather last night, actually several tweets from his girlfriend. And although I'm not at liberty to say where Emmanuel Stewart is right now, I can tell you that the Hall of Famer, probably the most prolific trainer of the past 30 years, is getting better each day. As I was, you know, very concerned that the inner circle that protects Stewart, they were tighter than a boa constrictor when it came to releasing any information on Emmanuel's health or well-being. That being said, I spent like 3 or 4 hours on the phone yesterday calling every hospital in the Chicago area, and every time I got an operator, no, you don't have an Emmanuel Stewart here. I mean, I called medical rehab places, you know, where they take you after they discharge you from the hospital. They don't want you to go home. But after about 50 phone calls, I threw in the towel. And it wasn't like I was trying to invade Stewart's privacy. You know, the man that I've been on 3 continents with in 28 years, you know, together, I was freaking out because for the first time in that duration, I couldn't reach him. So when I got to tweets tonight, I smiled and realized that the only gold father in boxing is climbing off the deck, of course, of the bad ship illness. And I could tell you some of our funny times together. It was a time in Big Bear, California, when he had the Kronk Jim West, when we had a few drinks and just decided we were going to do the karaoke thing and sing My Way. Well, when I saw this on videotape the following morning, I took it out of the VCR and broke it in half. I mean, if that was to have gotten on YouTube, both the Goldfather and myself would be humiliated to this day and beyond, like for the rest of our lives. Anyway, arms around each other, trying to sing My Way after a few drinks. Most serious I ever saw Emmanuel in a fight. When Lennox Lewis fought Mike Tyson back in 2002, Emmanuel was of the mindset that referee Eddie Cotton was trying to pull some BS. I agreed, as it looked to me as if the referee, who had been belittled for professional shortcomings by more than one person in the past, was trying his best to take points away from and then disqualify Lennox Lewis, who was beating on Mike Tyson like Mike Tyson used to beat on his ex-wife, Robin Gibbons. I kid you not. I mean, it was a one-sided fight, okay? But he started dropping F-bombs to Emmanuel, and he successfully rattled Lennox's cage above the shoulders to where Lennox went out and then went to work and closed the show. The funniest Emmanuel Stewart story I think I've got to tell you, and we've been together, I said, almost 3 decades, was the story of former heavyweight champion Leon Spinks living right across the street from Emmanuel in the house previously owned by iconic Detroit resident and lead singer of the Supremes, Ms. Diana Ross. Leon wasn't the quietest neighbor on the block. You know, I mean, once there were all three Supremes on that block. Florence Ballard, the founder of the Supremes, Mary Wilson, and Diana Ross all lived on the same street with Emmanuel Stewart in three different houses, okay? So anyway, Emmanuel heard all this screaming coming from Leon's house. He cries for help, so he at first grabbed a gun, but he ended up not taking it over to Leon's. So when he got over to Leon Spinks was horizontal and bloody. Walking into the back door, Emmanuel entered and found that Leon all busted up and bleeding, laying on the floor while his heavyset wife was sitting on his chest as she and her girlfriend were hitting Leon about the upper body with frying pans. Needless to say, Stewart realized he was outmatched, outsized, outweighed, and lastly, he didn't have a skillet in his hand. So when Emmanuel went back to the house, he told the story to his then wife, who laughed until she cried, much the same as I did when we were looking across the street at the house while he was telling me the story. So the Gold Father is getting better. He is on the mend. Nobody's exactly saying exactly what ailment he had. I heard defibrillitis. I heard a couple other things. I heard the big C word being used. But the bottom line is that is all speculation. All I can tell you is that I did receive like 5 or 6 tweets from him and his girlfriend last night off their iPhone, and they seem to be doing real well. Emmanuel's in good spirits, and thank God, because he is the Gold Father of the Kronk Gym. And when I said the Gold Father, I didn't name him the Gold Father. I call him the Gold Father, but I didn't name him the Gold Father. Ben Green, who used to write a column for the Racing Form. Remember the old Racing Form where you go to the racetrack, you buy that track, you buy that magazine, sort of got like the last 10 races that the horse ran in, you handicap them and put them together and try to figure out who you're going to bet on. Well, Ben $ Green, he used to have a column in the Racing Form, which was sort of cool to read. I mean, he had some good stuff in there. He was a good PR guy, a good publicist. One time, he was known to sop up things like a sponge, liquids anyway, alcoholic liquids. And one time we were, I believe, in Tucson, Arizona, and I said to him, Ben Green, the greatest fiction writer in boxing. He goes, thanks a lot, kid. And then he realized fiction was involved. He goes, you no good SOB. And he ripped into me with both hands. But the bottom line is he was an enigma, an iconic figure, of course, in the world of boxing. A lot of these iconic writers have passed on. And I don't want to say that I'm like the last of the old guard, the last of the old school. But, you know, I mean, think about it. Everybody else is gone. I mean, when I started on the internet back in 1991, 1992, people were telling me, what the hell is the internet? I remember Caesar's Palace Vice President Debbie Munch not wanting to take a press credential request via email. She goes, we don't take emails. We only take faxes or letters. We don't take emails. Now they don't take faxes or letters. All they take is emails. But the bottom line is the world has changed, no question about that. And we're all so glad that the Godfather, the Gold Father of the Kronk Gym in Detroit, is doing well. Other news in the world of boxing, Amir Khan has decided to take on Virgil Hunter of Oakland, California. Of course, he is the trainer of Andre Ward, the undisputed world 168-pound champion, a former 2004 Olympic gold medalist. Looks like Virgil Hunter will be training Amir Khan. Now, you know, I've called Amir Khan a couple of things. You can spell his name the way he spells it, A-M-I-R. And then K-H-A-N, or you can spell it the way I try to spell it sometimes, A-M-E-R-E, two words, and then Con, the third word, C-O-N. I mean, the way he flopped, he's just not the fighter that we once thought he was. He got knocked out by Bradis Prescott, never wanted to do a rematch with him, and he was like maybe a B-plus fighter, B-minus fighter at the best, okay? Then he got knocked out for the WBC 140-pound championship, I believe, by Danny Garcia about 2.5 months ago, okay? Before that, he was beaten by Lamont Peterson. So, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think that Amir Khan is the fighter that we all thought he was, the prodigy. I mean, he was going to become the BJ Penn of boxing. He was going to be the guy when divisions multiple weight title divisions, hold the championship for a long time. And the bottom line is, if you haven't got the chin, you're probably not going to make it. That's just the way it is. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Mighty Tower of Power from their 2008 Billboard charting. I think it was number 3 on the Billboard charts. The Great American Soul Book. It's called Loveland. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Next up, boxing results from the weekend. Unless I'm wrapped up in your arms, gonna take me with you. Please take me with you. Yeah.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch. The emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services, as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast, you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief, plus stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a travesty.
Naha, the horns of the Mighty Tower of Power in San Francisco, October the 6th at the Fillmore Auditorium. For more information, go to towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. October 21st. Through October 26th, I will be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, kicking it with the WBO convention, of course, the World Boxing Organization, one of my proud sponsors, and I would be down there for the 25th annual Jubilee Convention. Of course, 25 years since Pepe Cordero and a couple of disgruntled WBA members started the World Boxing Organization. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing. A little bit later, we'll talk mixed martial arts. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. 7529. The Twitter thing is going on. Twitter.com using the hash mark RingTalk, RingTalk, RingTalk. Of course, our website is RingTalk.com. Now, last night on HBO, am I supposed to be all that excited about this? I mean, Edwin Rodriguez, they call him La Bamba. He's 22-0, 15 KOs. Listen, you're not La Bamba if you've only got 15 KOs and 22 wins, okay? You're La Bamba if you're like 22-0 with 21 knockouts. But more like a rifle, not a La Bamba. Anyway, he kept his record unblemished as he stopped previously unbeaten Jason Escalera. Escalera came in at 13 and zipped with a draw. 12 KOs, pretty decent puncher. The time was 12 seconds of round number 8. It was a one-sided performance by the young man from Massachusetts, now 22-0, 15 KOs. I'm not all that impressed with him. But then again, you know, it takes a lot to impress me, and he doesn't impress me quite yet. I think he's got to step up to the level of maybe a Carl Froch or a Lucien Bute or something like that before he really wants to get some attention here. Former 3-time world champion, alphabet champion, Victor Arcinian, 38-5, 27 KOs, of course, once considered the best or one of the best fighters pound for pound in the game. He scored a unanimous win over Luis Orlando Del Valle, now 16-1, 11 KOs. He claimed the vacant North American North American Boxing Federation Super Bantamweight title. It's 122 pounds. He doesn't want to fight Nonito Donaire. I mean, Donaire knocked him out with one punch, like, I don't know, several years ago, okay? I take the bat, 7-7-2007. That was the date. The lucky sevens for Nonito. But Nonito knocked him into next week. I mean, he didn't even realize he had been knocked down, let alone knocked out. That's what he was saying in the post-fight interview, okay? So Darchinian's toast. He's lost fights since. I think he lost to Abner Maris. He lost to other guys. But now he's like 38-5, 27 KOs. And the fight really doesn't mean that much anymore. Much like the fight between Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. That's lost value because, A, Pacquiao's gotten old. B, Floyd Mayweather's getting older as well. C, Manny Pacquiao looked like smack in his last two fights. Probably lost that fight last November to Juan Manuel Marquez. And then whether you agreed with the decision or not, he lost a decision in June 9th, to a split decision to Tim Bradley. So he's coming off two lackluster wins in a row. I didn't think he looked that good against Shane Mosley before that. All in all, Manny Pacquiao is on the decline, okay? You can say what you want about him, but I'll tell you the truth. When it comes to fighters, they'll start out at 107, 112 pounds, flyaways, this and that. They burn out early. They're usually done by the age of 27, 28. What's Pacquiao now? 33 years old. Mayweather's like 35. Okay, both these guys are getting long in the tooth. 2.5 years ago. Almost 3 years ago. This would have been the fight. The end of 2009, early 2010, they were talking Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather. Of course, Manny Pacquiao didn't want to agree to the random drug testing, so the fight was off. And now Floyd wants more money, and now Manny says he's willing to give him more money, but Floyd wants more money than Manny is willing to give up. So I guess that's going to go round and round. Plus, you know, you can't talk Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao considering there's a December 8th date between Juan Manuel Marquez and Manny Pacquiao for their fourth fight. Of course, the first fight ended in a draw. That was a bit controversial, as one judge said they made a mistake. It should have been a split decision for Pacquiao, but the bottom line is it was a draw. Then the second fight was a split decision for Manny Pacquiao. A lot of people thought Marquez won that fight. But the third fight, last November, where one judge had it even and the other two judges gave it to Pacquiao, I mean, Pacquiao was told by his corner, Freddie Roach, hey, man, you need a knockout to win here going into the 12th round. You need a knockout to win. That's what he told him, okay? Guess what? He didn't get it. So he's praying in the corner. He's sitting there doing all this, you know, crossing my heart for Christ and all this kind of good stuff. And, you know, I guess God took care of him that night because he got a majority decision over Juan Manuel Marquez in a fight that 99% of the pundits thought that Marquez had won. Now, the same can be said when you talk about the same pundits thinking that Bradley had lost and Pacquiao had beat Bradley. But, you know, when you look at the Pacquiao-Bradley fight from June, and I looked at it a couple of times, You have to realize that Manny Pacquiao took the first 2 minutes off in each round. And when you do that, it's sort of hard to win the last 30 seconds, the last 45 seconds of a round, steal a round on the judge's scorecard because the judge is breaking it down into 3 one-minute segments. That's the way I used to do it. That's the way I did it. Broken down into 3 one-minute segments. Who was in control? I mean, I wouldn't have a clock next to me, but I could figure it out, you know, with my body. We're 1 minute into this. Who's controlled the first minute? Who's controlled the second minute? And any really, you know, defining blows, clean blows? Who's landing the cleaner blows? That's basically what boxing's about. Landing the clean blows and ring generalship. When I say ring generalship, that's the criteria when it comes to scoring a boxing match or scoring a UFC event, because they call it octagon generalship, that people don't understand. What it means is he who is imposing his will, he or she that is imposing his will, his or her will, has the ring generalship on their side. That is ring generalship, getting the other guy to fight your fight. Effective aggressiveness, defense, clean punching, and, of course, ring or octagon generalship. That's the way a fight is broken down, and you score it that way. So when Manny Pacquiao took off the first 2 minutes of, like, the last 6 or 7 rounds against Tim Bradley, what did he expect? I mean, really, what did he expect? I mean, it ain't going to happen. It just ain't going to happen. At the end of the day, Manny Pacquiao ended up with one of those Las Vegas rolling snake eyes. It happens when you go to Vegas. You're going to roll snake eyes. You play craps long enough, you roll snake eyes. He rolled snake eyes, okay? The fight with him and Mayweather, not worth what it was. Not only has time diminished the value, but the fact that, you know, I mean, Pacquiao's looked so terrible in his last couple of fights. Even the fight against Shane Mosley, he didn't look all that good in. He didn't look spectacular. He hasn't looked spectacular in a long time. Hey, maybe he's not taking those vitamins they were giving him before. Remember those special vitamins that he was alleged to have taken? The bottom line is, at the end of the day, Manny Pacquiao is human. He's getting old. He's a small fighter. Small fighters mature faster. They get older faster, and they're finished faster. And I think that he's about finished. Maybe 1 or 2 more fights, and you can call it a day for Manny Pacquiao. Speaking of calling it a day, Jose Suleiman, not Jose Silliman, Jose Suleiman, the president of the World Boxing Council, says that there will be no immediate rematch between Sergio Martinez, the world middleweight champion, and Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., based on that fight they had, of course, September 15th. Man, what can I say? Sergio licked Julio like a stamp for like 11 rounds. In the 11th round, Julio pushed Sergio down and hurt his knee or his ankle, and he had leg problems. And in the 12th round, being the champion that he is, some people think it wasn't too wise, but he went for the knockout, as did, I'm talking about Martinez. And he came out and he tried to stop Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., and the tables got turned on him, and he almost got stopped. So he was in trouble, but he won 11 rounds to 1. And Jose Suleiman, the president of the World Boxing Council, sees no reason why they should fight again, not anytime soon. Thank goodness, Jose. I didn't want to see your boy get exposed again on television. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. One other fight yesterday, and you know, you don't need to have dives or by judges or anything like that when you've got fights like Alexander Povetkin and Usain Rahman. I mean, how did Rahman, at the age of 39 years old, with a record of 50 wins, 7 losses, and 2 draws, how did he get to be ranked number 1 by the World Boxing Association? I mean, it's been 11 years since Rahman took out out-of-shape Lennox Lewis for the World Heavyweight title back in 2001, okay? And then, like, a few months later, he lost it back to Lennox Lewis in a 5th-round knockout. It was a 4th-round knockout he won by. He lost by a 5th-round knockout, okay? But here's what's up with Rahman. I never understood this one. Don King gets him alone, gets him in a hotel room in New York City, offers him $500,000 in cash in a briefcase, in like a duffel bag. He took the $500,000 in cash. I'm looking at my producer, Scott Cuddy, right now because I want to see his reaction. He took the $500,000 in cash instead of a $23 million check from HBO. Now, what kind of yarn did Don have to spin to get Usain Rahman to sign that one? And then, of course, About a year later, 2002, there were those two bodies that were found in the trunk of Haseem Rahman's car. So I guess, and I have to steal this line from somebody, but if Rahman was driving the car, that means there'd be three stiffs in the car. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, you can catch all our stuff at ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK, ringtalk.com, facebook.com/ringtalk, twitter.com using the hash mark ringtalk. We got it going on. We're all over the place. Want to say hello to everybody listening in Las Vegas on KSHB 1400 AM, K-Shop, that's right, 1400 in Sin City, Las Vegas. You are tuned to Ring Talk.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, Tom Baudette. I've been doing this gig so long, I can remember when it was a big deal when Motel 6 put free phones in our rooms. Now I get to announce that our rooms are inside your phone. Yep, Motel 6 now has a mobile app. You can book a clean, comfortable room for the lowest price of any national chain right from your phone. Download yours from the App Store or Android Marketplace today and start booking. I'm Tom Baudette for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Go on top here. Oh, goodness! It is all over! Whoa! Brendan Schaub gets a miracle truck top!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
Ma'am, that's a groove.
Pump! Got to do something! Listen!
Larry Bragg's doing a little JB. James Brown, of course, has Tower of Power doing James Brown off the Great American Soul Book. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. Now we switch our gears. We look at the world of mixed martial arts, of course. Last night on UFC, you know, UFC on Fuel TV, the problem with UFC being on Fuel TV is that nobody can see it. I mean, you just don't see it. I mean, it's just, you know, there's only 250,000 homes in the whole country that tune into this channel for these cards, and that's sort of the best numbers that Fuel TV gets. And that was part of the Fox TV deal. Of course, Fox gave Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta and Dana White, the three main owners, of, along with the Dubai government, they own 13%, of the Ultimate Fighting Championships, or the parent company, which is Azufa Sports in Los Angeles, California, in Los Angeles, Las Vegas, California. And last night they had UFC 5. USC on Fuel TV 5, and, you know, I don't know. I mean, what am I supposed to say? Nobody can watch it. Dave Meltzer watches it. He's got DirecTV. The only way you can watch this is if you got DirecTV. And not everybody in the country's got DirecTV. I mean, sorry. I mean, in fact, a lot of people are going away from satellites now and either going back to rabbit ears or regular old cable, is that the satellites just gotten too expensive. But it was a pretty good fight last night. The main card on Fuel TV, welterweights, 170 pounds. Che Mills defeated Dwayne Ludwig by a first-round TKO with an injury. And also at 170 pounds, John Hathaway defeated John McGuire. That was unanimous nod, 30-27 across the board. 155, that's lightweights. Matt Wyman defeated Paul Sass by a first-round armbar submission. Time was 3 minutes and 48 seconds. You know, these armbar submissions, they're becoming more and more popular because the chick that you heard introduce this segment, Ronda Rousey, I mean, that's her forte. That's how she wins all these fights. She's 6-0 with 6 armbar submissions. Nobody's lasted longer than 4 minutes and some change with Ronda Rousey. Of course, Ronda Rousey, the hottest name right now in mixed martial arts. At 135 pounds, Brad Pickett defeated Jeeves Jabon by a first-round KO. Can you say Fuel? Can you say UFC on Fuel TV? Knockout of the night. They were standing toe-to-toe with nonstop action. It was until Pickett landed that big uppercut, folks, and that twisted the head of his opponent, and guess what? Almost knocked it off. Dan Hardy was the winner, 170 pounds. Dan Hardy, of course, a UFC star, defeated Amir Saradola by unanimous nod, 29-28, 29-28, and 30-27 on these scorecards. And in the main event, 265 pounds or less, these are heavyweights, folks, the big boys of the UFC Ultimate Fighting Championships mixed martial arts. Stefan Struve defeated Stipe Miocic by a second-round TKO mid 3 minutes and 50 seconds. I'll tell you one thing. Long arms, both these guys, big heavyweights, a lot of blows being thrown. But at the end of the night, man, you got to give it to Stefan Struve as he did step up and win the main event. So if you didn't see Fuel TV, basically that's what happened on Fuel TV last night. And like Dave Meltzer says, when guys fight on Fuel TV, it's almost like not even fighting. I mean, who's going to see it? 250,000 people out of 350 million? What percentage is that? 0.1%? 0.1, something like that? I'm not a mathematician, but that doesn't sound too good to me. The bottom line is this Fox deal has not been the greatest for the UFC. I mean, they thought when they stepped over from Spike TV, where they were getting like 1.5, 1.7, sometimes over 2 million people to watch a fight card, or The Ultimate Fighter, their reality TV series, which is now on FX cable on Friday nights, okay? But they aren't getting the numbers to cross over. The gigantic numbers are not crossing over from Spike TV to FX cable. Now, this FX card they're going to try to put on this Friday night, it's Saturday night, take it back. It's going to be a pretty good card. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You got Bigfoot Silva. The guy's just a frightening animal. If anybody's ever seen this guy, I mean, he is just one of the most frightening guys you're ever going to see in your life. And he doesn't take any smack from anybody. He just doesn't. And how can I put this? He's not the type of guy that I'd ever want to fight, ever. Ever, ever, ever. I mean, there's other things to do besides fight that guy. I'm telling you, I would find something else to do as far as my livelihood is concerned, because I got news for you. the Giant Silva is the real deal. Of course, he got stopped by Cain Velasquez earlier this year. They call him Bigfoot. He's 16-4. He's taking on Travis Brown, who comes in out of 13-0-1. He's 6'7" against 6'4", 255 against 265 pounds. Brown will be 255. This figures to be a hell of a fight. I always thought that Silva was like one of those guys that was like 7 foot tall. He was just so big. He really was. I mean, but it's his head. His head is so big. I think he's got that Andre the Giant disease, you know, where your head grows and the rest of your body doesn't grow just quite as much. But anyway, the bottom line is Bigfoot Silva and Travis Brown, that'll be the UFC fight card this week on UFC on FX. Of course, that takes place Friday night, October the 5th. Now, October the 6th, of course, UFC is trying to set up for this big, big event later in the month. Of course, we're talking about UFC 153. And, you know, Anderson Silva is going to be fighting on that card. He's taking on Stephen Bonner. Stephen Bonner basically at a crossroads in his career. I mean, he's not the fighter that he once was. He never was really that great of a fighter. I considered him a good fighter, but not a great, great fighter. But he's going to take on Anderson Silva. And Anderson Silva, of course, looking to step up and fight at light heavyweight. Stephen Bonner will weigh 205 for this or a little bit less. Anderson Silva is supposed to come in around 195 to 200. They're not going to be quite at 205 pounds. Will Silva, of course, Silva moving up the 185 pound, that's 84 kilogram. He is the UFC middleweight 185 pound champion. Also on the card, Minotauro Nogueira, 33-7-1, one no contest, 240 pounds, big time heavyweight, 6'3", taking on Dave Herman, 21-4. Got to go with Nog there. And this guy's a killer. This guy's a beast. I mean a beast. Glover Teixeira, 18-2, 205-pounder. Takes on Fabio Maldonado, 18-5. Maldonado, I'm looking at his gut right here in this press picture, and that gut doesn't look too good. In other words, I have a feeling that his gut's going to get punched up pretty good, and he's going to lose this fight big time against Teixeira. I think Teixeira is one of the better fighters at 205 pounds. And he will be a name to be reckoned with at light heavyweight very, very soon, if not right now. John Fitch, 26-4, one no contest. Of course, he's 170-pound ass welterweights in the UFC, taking on Eric Silva, Eric E-R-I-C-K Silva, 14-2, one no contest. Probably going to go with Fitch on that one. Phil Davis taking on Wagner Prado, 9-1. Is Davis, one no contest, 6'2", 205 pounds, light heavyweights, 93 kilograms, taking on the undefeated Wagner Prado, 8-0, one no contest. I don't know, I'm going to pass on taking a pick there. Damian Maia, they thought this guy was really going to be the bomb. He was going to be the rage. He was going to be like the next Wanderlei Silva, the next axe murderer of the UFC. Well, guess what? Hasn't sort of turned out that way. 170 pounds, 16-4 is Damian Maia taking on Rick Story. I don't know what the story is on Story, but he's 14-5. He stands 5'10". He will give up 2 inches in height to Damian Maia. Also on the same card, Ronnie Jackson. We're talking about UFC 153. Ronnie Jason taking on Sam Cecilia. Jason 12-3, Cecilia 11-1. You know, Jason's a pretty good fighter. I've watched him work in the gym a couple of times. But is he really something to be impressed about? Probably not. This all goes down October 13th on pay-per-view. It'll go down at first on Facebook, then it'll go down to FX Cable, then it'll go to 2 hours or the 2.5 hours plus on pay-per-view with the main card. Gabriel Gonzaga's on the same card. He's taking on Geronimo Dos Santos. I wonder if he's related to the Junior Dos Santos, the world heavyweight champion. Anyway, 13-6. Is Gonzaga, a little chunky-looking guy. Dos Santos, 31-14. Of course, the World Heavyweight Championship going down December 29th in Las Vegas when Cain Velasquez, the once-beaten former USC heavyweight champion, the man that lost his title in the blink of an eye to Junior Dos Santos, the current reigning world UFC middleweight champion, heavyweight champion, they will hook it up again on December 29th. And they'll be going back and forth. And you got to figure, as long as this fight's in a stand-up position, Dos Santos is going to win. But if they go to the ground, Cain Velasquez is the better wrestler. That's just the way it is. I mean, you know, there's no doubt about it. Dos Santos has ground skills. He's a Brazilian jiu-jitsu expert, and you can't take away or diminish his ability on the ground, okay? But Cain Velasquez, like an all-American wrestler, man, he really knows that mat. He's a ground-and-pound type of guy. So Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos going at it in Las Vegas 2 days before New Year's. I guess New Year's is going to be like the 31st of January, December. That'll be on a Monday. And they're going to go the 29th. That'll be on a Saturday night, live on pay-per-view from Las Vegas. So I guess Vegas is going to be jumping on that weekend. Gleason DuBose, 34-8, 155-pounder, a lightweight, pretty fair fighter, taking on Francisco Trinaldo. This is all UFC 153. Joey Gambino, 9-1, taking on Diego Brando, 16-8. Take that back, 19-8. Sergio Morales, Rene Forte. Forte coming in 7-1. Morales coming in 6-3. Luis Kane coming in 12-4, taking on Chris Camozzi. And Camozzi, 17-5. Those guys are fighting at middleweight, 185 pounds. And Cristiano Marcelo, 12-4. 5'9", 155-pound lightweight, taking on the 5'11", 12'2", Razai Madadi. Now, that's UFC 153. Are you seeing anything here? Are you seeing the lack of a real star power? Are you just not seeing it here? I mean, Anderson Silva, yeah, he's one of the best fighters in the world of mixed martial arts, probably in the history of the sport. I think he's got more title defenses than any champion in UFC history, okay? But he was boring for a long time. Then he had the life-and-death fight with Chael Sonnen. Then he had the death fight with Chael Sonnen, where he choked out Chael Sonnen, excuse me, in less than one round, okay? But the bottom line is, you know, we need guys to step up and really, really take it to people. And I don't think Silva's ready to do that yet. He's going to move up to 205 pounds. He's going to try to be the spider, try to be the slick guy, try to do, you know, use his feet, his reach, his jiu-jitsu moves, his ability on the ground against Bonner. Bonner's an old guy, 6'4", but he's 205 pounds. He's an older guy. He's got to be about 34, 35 years old now. Silva's not a young buck either, but Silva has kept himself in pretty good condition. Although I will say one thing about Silva. A lot of the guys from Brazil have been known or suspected to have taken nutritional supplements, which are illegal. And I think that the exception to the rule has been Anderson Silva, without a doubt. I mean, he's just, his body has never really changed. And sometimes he sort of looks soft, like Fedor Emelianenko used to look. Remember Fedor? When Fedor was a rage over there in Pride over in Japan, then they brought him over to the UFC and he didn't work out, as neither did Mirko Krokop. Krokop was a star in the Pride Fighting Championships, of course. But what happened was he kicked somebody and broke his foot, and he never got that kick back. He used to have that super kick, the Mirko Krokop. Without the super kick, he ain't so super. I'm talking about Mirko Krokop. Fucking aging fighters in the UFC have moved on. They got the young crop taking over now. Are the young crop enough to pick up the ball and run with it as far as popularity is concerned? According to Dave Meltzer, the WrestlingObserver.com newsletter, the UFC is losing popularity slightly. Interesting. Oversaturation? Too many pay-per-views? You tell me. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card dead alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before, this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Every 15 seconds, a burglary occurs in America. Most happen between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. when you're not at home. Call Protect America and learn how your home can be protected from burglary, fire, and more. Everyone that calls right now to sign up for our monitoring service will get the equipment for free. Call now, 800-603-9980. Protect America. Rated the best home security system in the country 5 years in a row. Equipment is free. No activation fees. We beat anyone's price, including ADT. If you already have a system, we can monitor your existing system with a cellular connection. Plus, with our interactive services, you'll be able to control your alarm remotely from your smartphone or computer. Protect your home and family today. Protect America home security experts are standing by. Call now. 800-603-9980. 800-603-9980. Again, 800-603-9980. Standard monitoring agreement required with approved credit. Call for details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Show a little bit of class. This is a man that I've spent some time talking to.
Yeah.
You're going to work hard.
You know, that was my favorite basketball player of all time, Mr. Attitude himself, number 24, great, voted one of the greatest 50 greatest NBA players of all time, Mr. Rick Barry. Rick Barry was taking some heat over the Oakland Coliseum when Jeff Mullen was being introduced over there, and he went to Mullen's defense. UFC 154 features the return of Georges St-Pierre, of course, the world welterweight champion, coming back Saturday, November 17th from the torn ACL, 22-2, taking on 28-5 Carlos Condit. Of course, Condit won that very controversial knot over Nick Diaz, and Nick Diaz tested positive for weed after that. Martin Kampman and Johnny Hendrickson, the co-main event, and Francis Carmont and Tom Lawler will be on the main card as well, as will Cyril Diabate and Chad Griggs. In other words, we're losing these big-time stars. You're not hearing these star names anymore. Time for the UFC to build stars. How are they going to do that? Put it on FX cable, get back on Spike TV, do something, because this Fuel TV idea is not working. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts now. 28-plus years now on the radio. I thank you for your time today joining the show. If you're new to the Ring Talk family, let me welcome you to the longest-running fight show in history. If you're not, thanks for stopping by. Until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, hit the website, ringtalk.com. That's RingTalk.com. Ringtalk.com. Scott Cuddy, you're the best.